speaking with meteorologist Andrew Kran from the National Weather Service, who joins us now on the phone to talk about the storm. Andrew, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
You're welcome.
So what is the forecast for the triangle as we get the remnants of Ian in our area today?
Well, we're going to have heavy rain, possible flash flooding, strong gusty winds, and also the threat of some isolated tornadoes. So that tornado threat is going to be mainly along and east of Interstate 95. So we're going to see rainfall continuing through the day today. It's going to become heavier as we get into the afternoon and the evening hours. Wind gusts will roughly range between 40 to 45 miles per hour, perhaps up to 50 in spots. And rainfall amounts anywhere from 3 to 5 inches of rain. And so one of those days to just kind of stay inside and not go on the roads if you don't have to.
When are we looking at this coming to an end?
That's going to be improving as we get into the late evening hours tonight and into Saturday morning. So that system will weaken considerably and move up into the Appalachians of Western Virginia by early Saturday morning, and that will help push the majority of the impacts to our north and northwest.
Speaking with Andrew Kran again, National Weather Service. So with that in mind, what's your best advice for folks in the Triangle who are looking to get through this? You mentioned stay off the roads. What else?
If you do see flooded roadways, definitely avoid that. A small amount of water can basically carry a car downstream. That's one thing to consider. With the wind gusts of 40 to 50 miles per hour, it could result in some scattered power outages and some wind damage across the area, especially kind of to our south and southwest. And also the wet ground with these wind gusts could blow down or weaken any trees that are not as healthy as some of the older trees. We do have that threat for isolated tornadoes, so if as we get into the afternoon and the evening hours, that's going to be the prime time for any potential tornado threat. So anyone that is out and about, stay up to date on any potential warnings that may be issued, and certainly have a way to receive those warnings.
Andrew Kran, National Weather Service, thank you so much for being with us today.
You're welcome.